Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is a confounding move by the Buffalo Bills. How do you trade with a team that you cannot get past in the most important games of the year, in the playoffs, and you give them the wide receiver they so desperately want, and your team, as you indicated, has lost multiple starting wide receivers? In fact, last year, Buffalo had five different wide receivers with 20-plus targets. Four of the five are no longer with the team. On top of that, they traded Stephon Diggs. Gabe Davis left via free agency. Only Khalil Shakir is the one who remains.
That's Warren Sharp. Does a lot of really sharp football analysis. No pun intended, that's what it's actually called. He didn't like the move for the Buffalo Bills. A lot of fans didn't like the move for the Buffalo Bills, but I think Brandon Bean used solid reasoning and logic in explaining. And again, when I hear something like that, just to circle back everything from last night and to bring it back to where we started today. When I hear something like that, Joe, when I hear someone like Warren Sharp say, how do you trade with that team and give them that receiver? The answer lies in, they didn't give him the receiver. They said, we're not taking him anyway, so if they want him, they're going to get him. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So you could be upset thinking, well, you shouldn't trade with the Chiefs no matter what. Have a blanket rule. That's fine, because they are the Chiefs, and you have this scar tissue, and you think. But if it gets to you gave them Xavier Worthy, there's nothing the Bills could do with Xavier Worthy and the Chiefs once the Bills decided they didn't want him.
Well, they could trade with someone else.
But that doesn't mean that team's taking him.
But you could ask them.
The Bills wouldn't know that, I'm saying.
You could ask them if they're going to take Worthy, or
they would not tell
Worthy.
You. Brandon Bean has said that. Brandon Bean has said that. He said teams don't do that.
I just think it's baked in a little bit there, even what Sharp is saying. Like, why aren't we? This is one answer we don't get. Why don't you want Worthy? Like, what is it about him that has the Chiefs loving him and you don't? Because that's one way they don't get him. If you have a close enough evaluation of that player to what Kansas City does, then they don't get their guy. Like, they're almost lucky, I guess, in a way, because the Bills are just as desperate at receiver, if not more, than they are. The Chiefs are lucky that the Bills don't have the same evaluation of Worthy. That's maybe the biggest threat to them not getting their guy, but it didn't line up. And I think with receiver coming in, and we've kind of, I think I've been talked into Worthy more and more over the weeks that he's a more complete player than just the 40 time. And you get to the night, and then, okay, there he is, and they don't pick him. And again, Bean's not going to tell you exactly why, so you're just kind of left in the dark. Like, what was it that had the Chiefs loving him so much more than you did?
That's right. And look, I like Worthy, right? I mocked him to the Bills. I've been telling you for the last week, this guy fits everything they've been talking about. I mean, he's run after catch, ball in his hands, all that kind of stuff. He's a punt returner. He's exactly the fit. But it's certainly possible that Brandon Bean just and his staff just don't feel he's going to be a good NFL player. Like, yeah, we're okay with giving Kansas City. Like, if they want to take him, we'll stop him. Like, we don't think he's going to be that good. It's certainly possible because you're right. We're not going to know that. We're not going to know what they didn't like about him to say, we don't care. And if Kansas City gets him, we don't care. Tonight, have you thought about Cooper DeJean at 33 and what you would think if they did that?
I have. We talked about him a little bit earlier this morning. He is, by the way, do we know, is it DeJean or DeJean? I think I've been hearing both, but DeJean maybe the more.
I believe it's DeJean, okay. But I am holding out the fact that I'm still okay with if someone tells me it's not and it's the other way.
Yeah. So he's not my favorite idea at all. I mean, I want them to pick a receiver tonight, and I want them to do it twice and start off the draft with it in round two. But he's definitely possible. I hear you about the Hyde comparison. They went to the same school, right? And what McDermott likes in a defensive back. The thing that I don't love is what is his role going to be early on? Because he can do a lot of different things in theory, but I looked, and I think the reason, by the way, that he's being talked about as a safety is NFL teams are putting it out there. Like, what I looked up first was, okay, let me look. Like, what did he play at Iowa? What did he play more of? How much at each? And I looked, and I was startled to see that in his entire career at Iowa, he played a single snap at safety. One.
Yeah, he's not really a college safety. He's a corner in college.
Right. He played two snaps at wide receiver, and he only played one at safety. He played over 1,100 at cornerback on the outside, and then 168 at slot. So this guy at Iowa was used primarily in the spot that you're going to see Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford. But why is it out there that he could play different positions? There were a bunch of reports that I found after I saw the stats. Like, okay, well then what is it? And there are a lot of reports that teams think that he's a better fit in the NFL for playing the safety position and can bump down into nickel position. So teams believe that he can adjust to that. And I would say if there is a position that you are going to switch to in the NFL, going from corner to safety probably is one of the easier ones, if not even the easiest one to get a hold of. But the reason I don't love it is because I just don't think he's going to do a lot for you right away. You've said about, and made the point about the Bills and young safeties, how they just don't play him. But on top of that, I don't only have a young safety. I have a guy that hasn't really done it before. So how long before I am going to feel comfortable with him playing that position at that age when he hasn't really done it? I just feel like that could be a player that doesn't make a much of an impact for me in year one. And that, in addition to the position he plays, I think is spooking me.
Yeah, those are all valid points. I've said over the years, there's been guys who've come into this league who I've said, he's a guy you can kind of put anywhere. He doesn't have a true position, but you can put him anywhere.
That does feel like this
guy.
And
then there's guys that have come in and I've said, he doesn't have a true position and he really doesn't, you know, he doesn't fit in one specific spot, and you have a tough time putting him. For me, that was like a Peppers. Like, Peppers, he's been okay, Jabril Peppers. I never thought he'd really excel at any one position. You know what I mean?
Who's the other guy? Isaiah Simmons for this, right?
Yes, yes, right. Being talked about Cooper DeJean, I'm still looking at trying to go to Iowa football, actually, to see the pronunciation guide. I can't find one right now. But Bean talked about him last week and even said whoever uses him can kind of move him around. Yeah. He does remind me of like that kind of skill set, Micah Hyde type of skill set. And the Bills do like those guys. But I agree with that point. And I've said it's hard for me to see a guy playing safety early on. Agreed with you. And Joe, they're not putting him at corner. I've been convinced for a while. The Bills are not drafting over Christian Benford. They're just not going to happen. And Rasul Douglas is starting, obviously. I think it's a wasted pick to go corner that early. Now we are in the second round. But that's an indictment then on what they feel about Benford, let alone Kyrie Elam, which obviously they may not feel very strongly about him. All right, what about the wide receivers? We'll talk about them, the options available. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Extra Point Show on day number two, Friday of the NFL Draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.